acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in, everybody. Thursday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. There is so much going on all across the country to dive into with all of you today. We really appreciate you rolling with us. I mean, first off, we've got phenomenal guests lined up for you. We got J.D. Vance in that essential Senate race in the great state of Ohio. We've got so many fantastic stations carrying us in Ohio. We greatly appreciate all of our Ohioans who are listening. JD's going to join us. We're talking about all the main issues in the campaign. Economy, the border, crime. Economy, the border, crime.
Yes.
I walk away. I'm like going to sleep at night muttering this to myself. That's how focused in, Clay, we are on this. Economy, the border, crime. Other issues, obviously, we talk about too, but that is the centerpiece. Because I'll tell you right now, the libs are freaking out because the momentum is not with them. I haven't even gotten into the latest in the economy yet, which is where we're going to go in just a second. Our buddy Alex Berenson at 1:30 p.m. First of all, he should be almost drowning in all of the "I'm sorry, you were right, I shouldn't have said all those things about you," handwritten notes, emails, Facebook messages. Because on the vaccine, we go back to a year ago. We had people on the right, Clay, reaching out to me privately like, you got to stop having Berenson on. Like, he's way too negative on the vaccines. If anything, not only was Alex mostly or entirely right, maybe he could have been even more negative, which goes to show. And he's joining us at 1:30.
I'm even afraid, and we'll talk to him about this at 1:30 Eastern. I'm even afraid that the fallout from the COVID shots is really just starting and is going to continue to get worse and worse in terms of the health impact and long-range effect of these COVID shots. I think we're just starting to touch the surface of what might unfortunately be the biggest mass medical incident that was forced on our government of any of our lives.
I'll put this just this concept out there, right? We were told that this was basically a medical miracle. That's what you'd have to call a vaccine that stops a pandemic that has developed in less than a year, a medical miracle. And we know that they dramatically overstated its protective powers. We know that. That is a fact. What did they do when it came to understatement of the negative? That is something nobody wants to talk about on the left, the Democrats, the Biden regime, to be sure. Alex will talk about it based on facts, data, and science, because there are still places, there are colleges out there in this country that are requiring not just a vax, not like, oh, did you get the J&J a year ago? You're good. No, no, they're requiring the most up-to-date Omicron-specific variant. These people are nuts. We're not even going to be facing an Omicron variant. But Clay, let's hold the COVID, because you and I will go COVID for 3 hours. Immigration, crime, the border. I'm sorry, immigration, crime, the economy. I got to make sure I get them right. And on the economy, you're just seeing this all over the place right now. Jerome Powell basically said yesterday, we mentioned the 75 basis point rise. And just one thing that people should keep in mind is that because of inflation and the need now to combat inflation, if you were thinking about buying a $400,000 house, you know, nice house, $300,000 house, you can basically have that now with your budget if you're going to finance it. That just puts it, that's one data point that I think everybody should think about, is that if you were looking at a $400,000 house for your forever home, you're looking at a $200,000 house now, okay? And that's the reality of the economy we're going into. But remember, Clay, yesterday Powell, Jerome Powell, who's the Fed chair, also said we're probably going to have some job losses coming up here. The tightening is happening. And I think that what everyone has to see is whether it's Fetterman or it's Mark Kelly, Fetterman in Pennsylvania, Mark Kelly running for the Senate in Arizona. These are just the high profile ones, Senate races. Cortez Masto in Nevada against our friend Adam Laxalt, who will be with us tomorrow here on the show. They are just hoping and doing everything they can to avoid the public's recognition that we are in a recession, it's going to get worse, and Democrat policies are largely to blame.
And it's all pivoting from Trump, despite their best efforts. Buck, how quickly has what we told you yesterday, oh, it's just a civil case, and we'll maybe share some other legal analysis out there of the Trump New York civil case, that almost vanished immediately. Right. I mean, it's like, oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. And then people realize, no, it's just a civil case and it's gone. And abortion, I think, is declining as an issue because the more people look at it, the more you realize, well, this is going to be decided now on a state by state basis. And if you're fired up about that issue, one, you probably live, if you're super fired up about it, in a blue state where California and New York are going to have even more expansive abortion rights than they did pre-Roe v. Wade. And if you live in a red state, well, your red state is going to have a variety of different perspectives on it, but it's going to be decided at a state level. And so I think that's not really resonating like Democrats were hoping that it might. Now, maybe that changes in the final 47 days between now and the election, but what everybody is focused on right now is inflation's not going away, Buck. 6% mortgage rates. Even gas prices have now started to tick back up after going down. Grocery prices up 13.5% versus last year. I got to give credit to the governors of Arizona, Texas, and Florida who put the immigration back on the table by flying into all these different sanctuary cities, including Martha's Vineyard. Everybody's talking about that issue. And Buck, every single city and state in America has got a story like the Eliza Fletcher story out of Memphis, like this Ally senior at Baton Rouge who appears to have been gunned down. She just had her funeral yesterday. There is absolutely no suspect, so far as I understand, right now in Baton Rouge. Every city in America is drowning in crime. So are many mid-sized places. So are many rural areas. And it is resonating in a big way.
We will also talk about the case of Kaylor Ellingson, 18 years old in North Dakota, murdered. You know, someone ran him down, used a car as a murder weapon. The guy who ran him down did it, allegedly, because he's a Republican. And this is getting very little media coverage. It's interesting. Joe Biden gives the most shockingly aggressive, hateful speech I have ever seen from a president.
Yes.
I mean, there were Obama speeches that annoyed me that I thought were just, you know, that were unhelpful for the country. But he never stood with, you know, Marines as props and bright red lighting and screamed about how MAGA Republicans were basically enemies of the Republic. I mean, this is a whole other level. And just a few weeks past, something like this happens. Now, I know that generally we don't do the, well, you know, we to our side, Republicans, GOP, conservatives, we don't say that people are responsible for the actions of others based upon rhetoric. But we all know that if Trump was president and had given a speech that was legitimately, you know, infuriating and full of fury, and something like this happened to be a huge national news story, Democrats will be talking about it every single day. We'll get into that. Because, Clay, you are so right. It is so important on the crime issue. People Every GOP candidate in every state, every city, every county needs to be running ads on this. My friends, we have a system where accountability only comes at the ballot box for these people. Accountability only happens in this election. If they get away with it, then the Democrats get away with months of riots, with, I would argue, election interference just based upon the threat of what would happen to the country if Joe Biden didn't win, and all the underfunding of police, the defunding of police, abolishing law enforcement, the progressive prosecutors. People are dying because of this. I am less safe walking around the streets of New York City right now because of this, Clay. Like, this hits home. You know, if you were in downtown Nashville, you have the same situation. You've got a progressive prosecutor there. We are all less safe because of them. Does it matter to you or not? That's the question I want everyone to think about. Does your safety, your family safety matter? If the answer is yes, we need all of you to turn out. We need this midterm to matter.
I'll give you an example of how this is impacting my own life. I talked to my wife last night. She was going to be coming home later than normal. And I said, how close are you parked? And do you have enough gas? Because I don't want you going to the gas station anywhere near downtown Nashville right now because crime is out of control all over the country. I want you going to the gas station near our house. And I bet there are a lot of husbands. I bet there are a lot of dads. I bet there are a lot of fathers out there that are having that exact conversation with the women in their lives because of what we're seeing happen to completely 100% innocent people, right? We're not talking, I wish that there was not, you know, guys who were involved in issues of violence and drugs and things like that getting shot in the country. But when you are engaged in violent, illegal behavior, it's not particularly a surprise that violent, illegal behavior might follow you and find you in your life. But we got people, and I want to make it clear that we need to be focusing on this all over the nation. Every single city, every single state in America, every congressional district, every place out there, there is someone who is 100% innocent that is being attacked and killed because crime, murder is up over 40%, Buck, since 2019. Think about how crazy that is. Nationwide, over 40%. Biggest increase we've ever seen in a couple of years in any of our lives. The FBI data, and it's not getting better in many places. And there are many of us who are either changing our behaviors or encouraging others in our lives, our loved ones, to be changing their behavior in a way that we haven't done for years. I've never talked with my wife about whether she went to fill up gas before. I've never thought about it in the past. But I think there are a lot of places, particularly in cities right now, where police aren't able to do their job, that have become killing fields, and people 100% innocent are getting killed every single day who've done nothing wrong than happening to go fill up gas at the wrong place.
And I think that COVID and the lockdowns and the Anti-Inflation Act and the Democrats claiming from the White House that the border is secure should all be reminders to people that all of us suffering because of their idiocy doesn't change their actions. They'll just live in a delusional state. All they want is to keep power. If you want this stuff to change, you have to take power from the people making the bad decisions. You have to remove them from power and have sane people replace them. Pleading with them, even when we can all see the consequences, which anyone can right now in the country. You'll notice, is there a single Democrat who's doing monologues on MSNBC or CNN or wherever on podcasts who are saying, what a great presidency Joe Biden's had. He's really kicking butt. The economy is roaring. Things are amazing. No. Why? Because they'd be laughed at. Because
it's an impossible case to make. Did you see him coming off the stage again yesterday?
When he was confused and lost? I mean, they don't care. Clay, they would roll him out in a wheelchair, drooling his applesauce on himself and say, vote Joe Biden. They don't care.
It literally was this weekend, Buck, that he was saying, watch me if you don't think I can do the job. And for anybody who didn't see that most recent video, you can go at Clay Travis. I'm sure we'll put it up at Clay and Buck. He finishes his speech. How many times do we need to see him, Buck, finish a speech and have no idea? And then it was like when the guy who was still speaking on the stage mentioned him, it was like he suddenly woke up and realized he was on the stage. You've got to watch this video. It is alarming to an incredible degree that this is where the president's cognitive state appears to be.
Come back into all of this. Obviously, so much to talk about today, so stay with us here and more on where this economy is headed. Batten down the hatches. Buckle up, my friends. We got to talk about it. But, you know, there are some ways you can actually save some money right now. I mean, anything you can do to save money, bring your debts down, folks. Bring your monthly burn down. It is critical. Pure Talk can help you do that. It's a cell phone company that shares your values and just wants to save you money. It exists to save you money. They give you fair and honest pricing, and their service is as good as anyone's. I live on my phone. I'm texting Clay and the team and Twitter and email and everything. My phone is a Pure Talk phone right now because it's on America's most reliable 5G network. Pure Talk is also veteran-owned. Their customer service team lives right here in the U.S. They're easy to talk to. Their customer service is fantastic. And your deal is going to be great. Unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. $30 a month. I'm telling you, I was paying like $100 a month for myself before this. So the average family saves over $900 a year with Pure Talk. Do you want to light money on fire right now? I don't think so. Times are rough. Make the switch. Start saving today. All you're going to be doing is saving money and getting better customer service. Dial #250 from your cell phone right now. Say Clay and Buck, and you'll get a month free. So pick up your existing phone. By the way, you can keep your phone and keep your number. That doesn't change. You're just changing your service. Dial #250 from your phone. Say Clay and Buck. You'll get 1 month free when you switch to our wireless company. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless.
Comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table, because geek culture is pop culture, and we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Encourage you to go subscribe to the podcast. Make sure you don't miss a single moment. You can search out my name, Clay Travis. You can search out Buck Sexton. We're going to be having more podcast exclusives in the days and weeks ahead, and the only way you'll be able to hear that is by being a subscriber to the podcast. Help us set another new record. We're rapidly advancing on 20 million monthly downloads, which is an unbelievable number out there. The biggest iHeart podcast in news, current events, all of those areas, and that's a tribute to you guys. And certainly we want to continue to grow that audience and spread the word as we move closer towards the midterms. And speaking of the midterms, I believe we're 47 days away, Buck. And good news out of the state of Nevada, where there is a poll now showing that our friend
Nevada.
Adam Laxalt, I'm eventually going to pronounce it correctly, but in the meantime, from that state, Adam Laxalt is now in the lead, according to a poll that came out today. If you look at the gambling markets, it's essentially moving into a 50-50 scenario. And Buck, one of the theories that I would have going forward is, I think, I said this yesterday, I feel like Republicans are going to win in Nevada. They're going to win in Arizona. They are going to win in Georgia, which would be three flips. And I think hold Wisconsin, our friend Ron Johnson. And I think Dr. Oz is going to end up taking down Fetterman, which would mean that Republicans in that scenario, if I am correct, would pick up three seats. I think Washington, we had Tiffany Smiley on, could end up competitive. I think New Hampshire is going to be competitive. So among others, Colorado, there's some others out there worth paying attention to if this red tide continues to build. But a lot of the numbers are starting to look very favorable as you look at these different states.
I certainly hope that's correct. That would be about as that's a super red wave. That is like the wave at the end of Point Break that Bodie decides to ride to his demise. For those of you who are Point Break fans. It's a great movie from back in the day with Keanu Reeves.
It is a great movie.
But that would be the massive. What you just described is the best possible scenario. If we want to get there, everyone's got to focus. And I mean everyone. You listening to this, focus in on this. Get your friends, your family to the polls.
With each mortgage-free home, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation delivers on its promise to do good, never forget the sacrifices America's heroes have made for us. These heroes need your help. They're Gold Star and fallen first responder families with kids, our nation's most catastrophically injured first responders and veterans, even our homeless service members. U.S. Marine Corps Corporal Christopher Greer was a firefighter and EMT in Tennessee when he was deployed to Afghanistan. He was just 25 years old when he gave his life serving our country. Corporal Greer was survived by his wife and their children. Tunnel to Towers paid off the Greer family's mortgage. For some families, the foundation brings the comfort of knowing they can stay in the home they shared with their fallen loved one. For others, the foundation enables new memories to be cherished forever. All of this made possible because of your generosity and support. Donate to Tunnel to Towers every month, just like Buck and I do. Join us and donate just $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Welcome back to Clay and Buck. We had mentioned this before, and it's one of these stories that is getting nowhere near the attention that it would if the political affiliations, if the political reality was just a little different. A North Dakota man, obviously a Democrat in this situation, named Shannon Brandt, called the North Dakota Highway Patrol on Sunday saying that he had struck a pedestrian in an alleyway in McHenry with his 2003 Ford Explorer. And what he really meant by that is allegedly he used his car as a weapon and ran this individual, Kaylor Ellingson, 18 years old, down, murdered him with his car. That is the allegation. Brandt claimed at the time that Ellingson was part of a Republican extremist group. This is according to the Highway Patrol report. What really happened here was, again, from the police report, there was an argument over politics. And this individual, who is clearly left-wing, Shannon Brandt, ran down this 18-year-old and killed him, allegedly in cold blood here. I mean, they're saying this, obviously, there's a legal implications, you know, you have to always say until there's actually a conviction. But Clay, we all understand that if this were different, if a guy in a metaphorical or real MAGA hat had run down some Democrat, a Hillary voter in his car because they had had an argument over politics, we would be told by CNN and MSNBC and the New York Times that we need a national conversation about the threat of MAGA extremism, white supremacy, even the two guys involved here, white, doesn't matter. White supremacy, MAGA extremism. This is the political violence that they put right at the feet of Donald Trump himself. Joe Biden gave he looked like the Emperor Palpatine from Star Wars. The theatrics around this, it did honestly look like Stalin was giving a speech in the darkest days of the Soviet Union when the purge was going on. And a couple of weeks later, this happens. Now, the left would connect those dots if the political affiliation was different. How many people have even heard about this story, or more to the point, how many have seen a major news network other than Fox even touch on this story?
Well, there's a bunch of things here. First, you're 100% right, because we know this. One person, I believe I'm correct, Buck, you can correct me if I'm wrong, died in Charlottesville, and it was laid directly at Donald Trump's feet because he had the audacity to come out and say, which you go back and look at the transcript, that many of the people, which he was correct, who were protesting the removal of statues were right, and that this wasn't going to end with Confederate statues, and it would move on to Thomas Jefferson and George Washington and even Abraham Lincoln. He was 100% right about that, what I think is fair to call woke history and the way that it's being attributed.
And yes, the lie is why Joe Biden ran for president, just so everyone remembers that. Joe Biden said, because based on that lie,
The lie was that Trump had called these Nazi protesters very fine people. He did not. He pointed out that there were very fine people on both sides, which was accurate. He directly condemned neo-Nazis and everybody else. You go look at the transcript. This is one of the great lies that was spread by the media to attack Trump. So we know he was held completely responsible for the death of, I believe, that woman in Charlottesville. This story is receiving no attention to the New York Times, no attention at CNN, no attention at the Washington Post, okay? And frankly, we need to get some answers from the North Dakota politicians about what exactly is going on here, Buck, because this guy was only charged with vehicular homicide, which seems like a relatively low charge, and he's out on bail. $50,000, Buck. All he had to post was $50,000, and he's already out on bail. Now, maybe, to be fair, there are some details and circumstances surrounding this case that are not yet public that would justify that being the case. But this is a red state where a Republican supporter was, based on the details that are out right now, killed based on his politics. How in the world are North Dakota politicians not speaking out about this? How is the AG not speaking out? How is the governor not speaking out aggressively? And how does a guy get a vehicular homicide charge for what appears to be an intentional murder? And how does he get it? How is he already back out on the streets for a $50,000 bail? Now, again, I want to be clear. If there are details in this case that are not yet public that can explain that, we will share them on this show. But Buck, I looked into this pretty aggressively. I'm sure you have as well. I haven't seen anything that would suggest this is anything other than what has been reported so far.
Is this a hate crime is another question we might want to pose for everybody. Killing somebody over politics, it actually is something that the left would argue is terrorism. They would say that this guy is, if he were a Republican who killed a Democrat over a political fight, this would be labeled terrorism.
It would also be labeled on the front page of the newspaper. It would have been a lead story for multiple days. MAGA extremism, is a natural result and outgrowth of everything that Trump has said.
And look, I mean, we're a country of 330 million people, although given all the illegal immigration, who knows what the real number is. But we're a country of 330 million people. And one individual's actions should not be placed at the feet of an entire political ideology. That is true, but the problem is the Democrats do that to us all the time. Every time, and even sometimes when there's somebody who is in no way actually a conservative or a Republican, but, you know, they had a couple of right-leaning views on something, you know, they believe in secure borders, they're a terrorist, oh my gosh, it's Donald Trump's fault, right? Whatever it may be, they will make the leaps necessary because they see all this as political warfare, friends. You have to understand, it's not about what's true. For the true leftists these days, for the commies that are in our midst, whatever they have to do to achieve political power, they think is inherently justified. Our media certainly is in that category right now. They believe that lying is a necessary step in defeating the MAGA extremism that has swept through the country. And they won't stop and say, wow, Joe Biden's actually really bad at this, and we shouldn't be supporting some of these idiotic policies, notably on the crime issue. I mean, I want to get into, if you want to come back into it, there's a story out of the Fox affiliate in L.A. about business owner who describes what's it like to try to run a business right now in Los Angeles. And it's the same thing that it's like to, when I, you know, a business that's open to the public, you know, to run a store, to run a pharmacy. What's it like these days in major cities in America? What's the kind of stuff you have to put up with? I mean, Clay, the stuff that people are dealing with day in and day out, because the Democrats refuse to enforce laws, refuse to actually lock people up for the behavior that is destroying peace of mind for millions of people in society right now. This is something that everyone needs to know about. Everyone needs to be talking about. It happens to me here in New York. It's crazy. I get people screaming crazy things on the street. I have friends who are carrying folding blades now, walking around Midtown Manhattan because they're concerned for their safety. That wasn't true 5 years ago.
I just said that I had to have a conversation with my wife about what gas station she's using in our hometown. I've never had those conversations before with her. And that's because our modern era right now, we're living at a high rate of crime that we, frankly, haven't ever seen before. And I think a lot of people are making those choices everywhere. And unfortunately, our president, well, Joe Biden, if you watched him stumbling around on the stage, he looks like he has no testosterone. Every single person in the Biden administration, actually, who is male, looks like he has no testosterone. I watched Biden flailing around on the stage, and I thought to myself, I really wish that Chalk would send them everything they got. Maybe we can just load him up so the next time he's on the phone with Chairman Xi, or he's on the phone talking to Vladimir Putin, speaking at the UN, trying to look tough, maybe he can at least have some ounce of masculinity still left in him. And right now, how many people out there could use this product from Chalk? If you need more energy and focus, and my goodness, does our president ever need it, you need to go right now to CHOQ. Again, let me make this clear. Joe Biden, go to CHOQ right now. I know you don't know how to use the internet. Have one of your staff members go there right now. That's CHOQ.com and get hooked up right now with a major offer. You get 95% off when you use the code CLAY at their website. 95% off. That is CLAY95 is the code. Chalk.com to learn more and sign up there. Again, I implore you, Joe Biden, go there right now. Clay95 is the code, CHOQ.com. One more time, go to this website right now, CHOQ.com.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table, because geek culture is pop culture, and we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from my, this idea of is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. We roll through the Thursday edition of the program. We talked earlier in this hour about how no matter where you are in the country, there is a murder that has occurred in the last several months of a completely innocent person that has made substantial news in your community. Everywhere it is happening. And part of it is just the lawlessness in general that is existing in much of our country. Since 2019, murders are up over 40% nationwide. Many cities doubling, tripling, setting all-time highs. I mean, it's through the roof. Democrats are making a ploy now to try to pass bills to give more money to police. The irony here, of course, is that Joe Biden's probably best vote and achievement was the 1994 crime bill, which brought down crime enormously in the country by allowing police to do their jobs. And then he had to repudiate that vote as a method to win the Democrat nomination in 2020. But it's not only crimes of extreme violence. It's also just basic cleanliness, the ability to actually run a business. And I believe we have an LA small business owner talking about the challenge in our nation's second largest city of just running a small business in this era of lawlessness. Listen.
In Sherman Oaks, California.
You think I'll play when I say you gotta die? You really gotta die.
The homelessness crisis.
You gotta get your half-naked ass out of my restaurant right now.
As business owners closing up shops and employees fearing for their safety.
They come in, you know, tweaking out and things of that nature. So, you know, you never know what you're gonna get here on patrol.
They've dealt with fires caused by the unhoused. Aggression on a daily basis.
Every single morning, I'm wiping that off my property before I have to do business.
Sir, why are you throwing feces at people?
Every day is like another adventure of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. It is like a psych, literally a psych ward. That's okay, pooping on the street, peeing on the street, having sex on the street, making threats without a weapon is okay now.
Sherman Oaks, California, for those of you who don't know, this ain't a rough neighborhood typically of LA. It used to be a fairly nice area. Buck, I also saw Bill Walton. You may remember the name Bill Walton. He was a big-time UCLA basketball player. Super, super lib, typically. He's gone off in San Diego, one of the cities where we're number one in. Thanks, good morning, San Diego. Thanks to everybody out there. Look, the situation is so bad that even left-wingers are like Bill Walton, hey, we've got to have some sanity on our streets, some rule of law, and they're losing their minds over what's happening everywhere.
You can't have a well-functioning, happy, and productive society over the long term if people can live on the streets, shoot drugs up in front of children, and throw feces at passersby. This may come as a shock to a lot of Democrats. It turns out that this doesn't make us more progressive and happier and healthier. Allowing this decay and lawlessness, and in many ways actually encouraging it by the policies they've pursued, it's top to bottom, Clay. I mean, look at what they've done. You can take it city by city. We were just talking about Portland. We've obviously got Oregon, a governor's race that is possible for a Republican to win.
Yes.
What have they done there? They've made it so you can... They've decriminalized drugs. They've allowed camping on the streets. They've allowed theft to go without, stealing from businesses to go without punishment. They've allowed public disorder, public urination, public defecation, simple assaults not prosecuted, armed robberies not prosecuted heavily enough. You go down the list and you want to look at every lib and say, what the hell are you people doing? What is wrong with you? And this is why Lee Zeldin, who we're probably going to be talking to maybe next week, has a real shot in New York. I mean, New York State has a huge Democrat advantage. But enough Democrats realize this whole defund the police, hashtag BLM stuff, has done nothing but immiserate people, destroy businesses, and result in a lot more theft, rape, and murder across the country. That is the end result. That is what we are seeing. And the problem that everyone has to understand is these progressive DAs, they're not just going to stop. They think we haven't suffered enough. They think eventually we'll turn the corner with these weak policies and the pandering and the social justice. So we either care about this or we keep suffering, right? That's what happens as a country.
And that's why I think we're having, as we're 47 days out from the midterm, it's why I believe, and I really do think this, that everything is starting to come together to create this red tide. This red wave that everybody said, oh, it's getting tamped down. It's not going to happen. Actually, if you're starting to look at these individual state by state races, you know when it started to turn, Buck? The Biden speech. The Biden standing in front of the big red backdrop looked like the spawn of Satan. That is when things started to turn. Now, I partly think, Buck, that's because we said this might very well happen. People got back into their school cycles. They got done with the summer. And everybody around Labor Day starts to pivot towards the midterms and the closing arguments start to get made. And I think that factored in a big way. But my goodness, like when you actually start to look, there is the possibility that this red wave, which I believe is building, Buck, could sweep out in Washington, Oregon, Colorado. There are a lot of places where there's lingering potential here.
I mean, let me just, I'm reminded of the stupidity of Democrats. I live in Midtown Manhattan. I'm born and raised here. I worked for the NYPD. Like, I know this city, right? Clay, I walk around. I'm going through Times Square all the time because I happen to live in Midtown. And I'll be presented with a gun-free zone sign these days, right? I walk past the gun. So even if I can get a concealed carry permit, which they will slow walk and it'll take me years to get, if I had a concealed carry permit and I'm walking around my own neighborhood at night, they would arrest me for going into Times Square as a gun-free zone while people are shooting up heroin on the corner, people are getting robbed at gunpoint and knife point. And Kathy Hochul thinks, yeah, social justice, this is good. These people are lunatics, my friends.
Yeah.
This is what you have to understand. They don't want to accept that their ideas and their policies result in suffering and lawlessness and chaos. Because they're also worried about victims out there of social justice, or rather of the lack of it. They don't care about what's actually happening in these cities. They're worried about the equity agenda.
Yeah, speaking of that, when we come back, we're going to be joined by J.D. Vance. He's running for the Senate in Ohio. He's going to win, but what is he seeing on the streets of Ohio? What does he believe are the issues that are central to Republicans taking back control of the Senate? We will discuss all that and more with him next here on Clay and Buck.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.